Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. This whole great podcast being brought to you by our friends at BetMGM. And you can always find the Daily Juice every day, every single morning, off of bettingpros.com. All right, so last night we went 1-1 in baseball, but because of the fact that we got the Cardinals to win at plus 150, well, we lost the Reds at plus 118, but we got the plus 150, both those at a half a unit, so we wound up being a little bit up there. And then on a full unit, not a good night at all for the Miami Heat. That was awful. Miami was never in that game, really. Just a blowout, and now you've got major injuries. Look, Miami's cooked. That's it, okay? We're not going to go near that series just because I don't know what to make of the Heat, and it's just a formality. So maybe in a game four setting or three, I don't know, maybe we might go back to the well, but not for game two. So we're going to get off of some basketball for a while. Look at baseball and football for the next couple of days, and that's what we got plays coming up today on for you. Thursday night football, the most disgusting game of the year. 0-3 Jets, 0-3 Broncos. Brett Rypien making his first career start in the NFL, third string quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and Sam Darnold, who has been the worst quarterback in the NFL. Adam Gase coaching for his job. This game sucks, but we'll make a couple plays. I have a couple of half a unit plays to go with coming up tonight for Thursday night football, so we'll hop in on that. Our friends at Betting Pros have given me some numbers to report to you guys. Just kind of, I mentioned before that I had done some accounting myself as to what we were doing. So we are on spreads and totals so far here on the Daily Juice. We are 19-10. That's plus 7.28 units. Okay, so that's pretty good, right? We are also 10-8 on props. That is up 1.47 units. I will be adding today on my Twitter account at Sports Talk Matt. I will be adding maybe a prop or two and maybe a baseball play or two, because right now at time of taping, it is 10:30 Pacific time. There's just nothing out there for tomorrow for baseball. It's incredible. I mean, there's just nothing to get in on right now, and there aren't really many props to talk about. I can't bet the White Sox and the A's. I can't even hedge on my A's bet, right? I have the A's and the White Sox going into game three, but we don't know the starting pitchers. So there's no lines out, so I cannot even hedge. So I may wind up picking the White Sox today and hedge off of my, you know, to go ahead and guarantee at least making up the initial wager on taking the A's to win the series. So I'll definitely be adding today, but I don't really know what to do because we don't have many lines. And player props aren't out yet for the game on tonight for Thursday Night Football, so I may be adding a player prop or two to go. But two plays on the game tonight for Thursday night and one baseball play to give you coming up here on a Thursday edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. But before we get to the plays, let me remind you about what I'm trying to accomplish here off the Betting Pros YouTube channel. Every Sunday morning, we go live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time, and we talk player props. So we're 10-8 so far in those player props, up 1.47 units, right? Done better on the actual Daily Juice with a 19-10 record for sides and totals, but we're doing, no, not horribly on Sunday mornings. So I want you all to be a part of it, but I also have a goal. We hit over 200 reviews on Apple Podcasts. That was easy. Now my next goal is to get to 1,000 subscribers for the Betting Pros YouTube channel. So when we started talking about this, we had about 50. We're over 500 now, and we're on our way to 1,000. So let's get going. If you've not done it yourself, please go and subscribe. If your friends, your brother, your dad, your mom, your sister, whatever, please get them to hit subscribe to the Betting Pros YouTube channel, and we're going to try to get that to 1,000. They wanted it to go to 1,000 by the end of football. I said, no. I got my Daily Juice guys here, guys. Come on now. No. We're going to end of October. We're going to get to 1,000 by the end of October. So the last time I kind of hyped it up, you guys added 100. I'm hyping it up again. Let's add another 100, okay? So if you've not done it, please do so, because Thursdays are, well, a great time to do it because we're getting ready for football. And then on Sunday, we go live, and you won't miss it because if you subscribe, it'll pop up on your notifications that, hey, Matt's going live off Betting Pros for the YouTube channel to stream and talk about all the NFL games. So we've got that going for you. Also, cool offer from a new sponsor of the Daily Juice. Are you tired of losing in fantasy? Well, times are changing, and now it's just you versus the numbers. Introducing Prize Picks. It's the perfect place for you, whether the injury bug has ruined your season-long team, like mine, or you're a seasoned vet in the daily fantasy space. On Prize Picks, you simply select 2, 3, or 4 players and predict if they will go over or under their fantasy prediction for that week. Think DeAndre Hopkins is going to score a touchdown with 100-plus receiving yards? Take his over and win real cash today. Prize Picks gives you that chance to 10 times your money for getting 4 predictions right. Entries are so simple, they can be made in less than 60 seconds. Sign up today at prizepicks.com or go to Prize Picks, the app, and download it and use the code PROS to get a 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Prize Picks truly is daily fantasy simplified. Check out prizepicks.com or download the Prize Picks app. All right, let's talk about Thursday Night Football. Gosh, this game is bad. So the Jets are basically playing for Adam Gase's job. I think Adam Gase is the worst coach in the NFL. We bet the under for wins here for the Jets. So if the Jets were to lose this game, I'm not going to be all that upset. However, I think at minus 125, this game initially opened with the Jets catching 2.5 points from the Broncos. And then we found out that, well, they've got injuries at, well, everywhere. But they're starting Brett Rypien. It looks like they're not going to have Philip Lindsay. I mean, there's just a laundry list of guys who are going to be out of this game. And so because of that, all the money has come in on the Jets. And I can't really say I'm, you know, all that shocked about it. I mean, you know, Drew Lock's not playing. Philip Lindsay's not playing. Devontae Harris is not playing. And the Jets will get a little healthier with some of the receivers coming back to help Sam Darnold out. Sam Darnold threw 2 pick sixes last week against the Colts. He's bad, but he's not this bad, all right? The Broncos are 0-3. I think the Broncos are going to go to 0-4. I'm not going to go near the number because I just think it's one of those games where, like, you lose it on a last-second field goal or a cover. I'm just going to bet the money line, okay? Minus 125, Jets win, okay? Just for the Jets to win. That's a half a unit. On the other half a unit, we're going to go and take the under. And betting unders in the NFL is just not good. But I got the under at 41. I don't know what this kid's going to be able to do for this Broncos offense. I don't know if they're going to be able to run the football. I don't know if they're going to score. I mean, I have no idea what Denver's going to look like offensively. So with all the injuries, not good. Just bad offense for the Broncos. And the Jets have been really bad as well. So, I mean, maybe Melvin Gordon has a big night. Maybe Frank Gore goes off. Maybe Fant's got a big receiving night. I don't know, but this is a bad football game, and I don't think we're going to see a lot of points. So half a unit on the Jets, minus 125. Half a unit on the under, 41, for this game for Thursday Night Football. So 2 plays, really only 1 full unit going, but 2 plays, 2 half a unit plays on Thursday Night Football. I've got 1 baseball play, and it also is a half a unit play. God, I hate this entire card, man. It's just this, everything about this day sucks. It's just bad because I can't play everything that I want to play because I don't have the numbers. Can't play player props. Don't have the player props. So here's the thing. How did we lose the Reds yesterday? How in the hell did that happen? How did we lose? They had so many chances to score. It's the first time in baseball playoff history a game went 0-0 to the 12th inning. And we were on. We were involved. We were involved in that game. Braves get it in the 13th inning with a Freddie Freeman hit. They score and they win 1-0. Trevor Bauer was outstanding. I mean, just outstanding. And they blew that start because the Reds offense is so pathetic. It is awful. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to go back and bet them again. They may be awful. They may be pathetic, but I'm taking the Reds. So they're going to pitch Luis Castillo, who, good ERA, good pitcher, guy who's going to need to win this game. And he's going up against a rookie. And Ian Anderson is a dude who will make his first career playoff start. He's been nasty, and I don't hate a play on the under here, but you know, the first five under is 3.5 runs. That's so low. And then the game total is 7.5. Equally low. So I think everybody will be on the under. It's just one of those things when nobody scores, maybe they score a ton of runs the next day. So I'm a little concerned with the total, so I'm passing on the total. But I am taking the Reds on the money line. The Reds, I would love to be able to hedge with the Reds and the Braves. I picked the Reds to win this series. We bet that already. So I'm going to come in here with another half unit, and we're going to go plus 120 on the Reds on the money line. And hopefully the Reds will get to a game three. Hopefully they'll get a hit. I mean, my goodness, they just couldn't drive anybody in. So maybe against the Rook, maybe the kid doesn't have a good day. Maybe they get more hits. Maybe they go in the cage and they work out some stuff. I don't know. But I'm going to bank on this team for the Reds to get better hits, to get more hits, and then they're going to wind up winning this game to force a game three against the Braves. So it's a little dangerous, but that's why we're going for a half a unit on both these on this baseball play. And again, on my Twitter account, at SportsTalkMatt, I will look to add today, but there's three games on the board right now that I can bet. Don't like it. And there's no player props I can bet right now on Thursday Night Football. So there's some game props, but no player props. So again, to recap our plays here, this is a little bit of a lighter day than normal. We're going to get heavily involved with Friday, Saturday, Sunday with college football. I love college football. I haven't decided. I will say this. If you see Alabama under 17 against Texas A&M, I would take it. If it gets to 16.5, I would take it. It was 16.5 here in Vegas during the week, and I didn't bet it yet. I saw it. I bet it as part of that crazy parlay. You saw on my Twitter account. I played that historical parlay, which didn't hit because of the Ravens, but basically being able to bet on the NBA, WNBA, NFL, college football, baseball, and hockey all in 1 week. Like, that's never going to happen ever again. So I went ahead and bought that ticket just to frame it, to have it here in my sports room, because it's a really cool thing to have. I mean, it's history. And, well, that didn't hit because the Ravens did not cover that -3 in the first half. But, it was 16.5. I bet Alabama -16.5 against Texas A&M. I do think Bama wins big in that game. And I don't think they take the foot off the gas. I think A&M's got problems. And I think A&M's going to get absolutely crushed. So if you find 16.5, go ahead and bet it. I'm searching around myself. It's 17 in Vegas right now. If it dips back down to 16.5, and I may buy it down. We'll see. On Friday's podcast tomorrow, I may tell you to go ahead and take Alabama or buy it to 16.5. But I do think Bama wins and wins big in college football. So that's one play I am looking at closely here for week four, as they're calling it, in college football. So remember to go and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Betting Pros on YouTube. Get to 1,000, help us. You're going to hear from us today if you won the autographed Miles Sanders helmet that got pulled. It's going to get pulled tonight at midnight. And you'll find out tomorrow from us via email that you have won that autographed helmet from Miles Sanders. And then we've got a ton of fun things coming this weekend, the live stream, bunch of fun stuff coming with the Daily Juice. So to recap our plays again, we're going Jets money line -125, half a unit. We're going under 41, half a unit. Jets Broncos on Thursday Night Football. Reds money line, half a unit. At plus 120 here for Reds against the Braves in baseball. And definitely follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. I use the hashtag DailyJuice. I will look to add today. If there's something that I like, something I come across, I will look to add to the docket before we're done today. But due to the nature of baseball and the books and the fact that we're not seeing starting pitching, there's just not a ton I can utilize tonight. So those are our three plays, all half units going at you for a Thursday's card. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice podcast off of BettingPros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.